The fries and the burgers, bacon, burgers, sausages, would you give them up if you thought it would dramatically cut your risk of cancer? The World Health Organization yesterday, of course, telling us that processed meats do cause cancer and are as big a threat as cigarettes. The damning new report will send shockwaves through farming and fast food industry. So the big question for you this morning, 0-30-30-80-55-55, would you change your eating habits, or is life too short to stop eating what you love? Have you changed your eating habits even this morning? Are you someone that would wake up and on your way to work maybe call in for the sausage or bacon bap, and as a result of what you heard yesterday, you decided to give it a miss? Maybe you didn't go with the ham sandwiches today just for a change as a result of what you heard yesterday. The writer Emma Wolfe joins us this morning, as does Aidan Fortune, who's the deputy editor of the Meat Trades Journal. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Emma, I mean, you've been waiting for this report for ages because you're a very strict vegan, is that right? And you've been saying that meat causes cancer for years.
So I haven't touched meat, fish, or any living animal of any sort for over 20 years. And this is absolutely no surprise to me. To me, the question is not what this report says, but why on earth anyone would choose to eat living flesh.
It's very nice, though, Emma, I have to confess. It probably makes up for the vast majority of my diet.
So nice in what... Really? That really shocks me. I mean,
oh,
nice
without
in
a doubt.
In what way?
I enjoy eating it.
So you enjoy eating the sort of... Okay, can I ask you a couple of questions? Do you think that animals don't feel pain?
No, but they probably do.
Doesn't bother you?
But not particularly. I enjoy my
Why
fry.
Not?
That's the point. And I tell you something. I would go even further. I would go, and I'm being totally honest here, and this is not for effect. But in terms of even seeing what that report says yesterday, will I go and buy myself a bacon bap or a sausage bap this morning? Absolutely.
What, in sort of in defiance?
No, not at all. Not in defiance. It won't change. My attitude won't change how I feed.
Can
because
I just explain something? What you're doing, you're getting protein from the animal who's eaten the protein. You're getting all your protein secondhand. Even if you leave out all the ethical issues, the fact that abattoirs are horrific places, why are you eating an animal that's eaten all the good nuts and grains and seeds? Why are you doing it that way around?
Well, I never think of it that way.
No, I'm asking you the question. Then.
Oh, no, I know, but you know, that thought never occurs to me when I walk into the bakery.
Okay, but you wouldn't harm a child, would you?
No.
I'm trying out all the
different
lines of argument here.
And personally, would I harm an animal? Absolutely not. But what I'm saying is, when it is presented in front of me, that you know that's the question. This is a very serious report, very serious findings and warnings. And yet the question would be, when that item is placed in front of me, will that change the mindset? And there were many interviews last night, you know, with people on the streets of Belfast. And you know, it probably did fall 50-50 on the basis of what I saw on the TV. So that sort of reassures me.
But we said that about smoking a few decades
absolutely.
Ago. In 5 or 10 years, eating meat will be as ridiculous. I mean, look... I've covered all the ethical stuff and all the environmental stuff as well, but in terms of health, this report is only another nail in the coffin. And in 5 or 10 years, honestly, it will be as ridiculous as smoking is. We know that it causes cancer.
Aidan Fortune, in 5 or 10 years, eating meat will be as ridiculous as smoking.
I really don't believe that to be the case. It's the meat industry to the UK and Northern Ireland is worth billions, and it's not going away.
So is the smoking industry.
No. I didn't come on here to debate a meat versus vegan lifestyle. I came on to talk about balanced diet.
Yeah.
And that meat can be enjoyed perfectly healthily as part of a balanced diet.
Should people this morning be thinking to themselves, you know what, I can't have my fry, I can't have my bacon bap?
I think they should look at themselves, see what they're consuming. And if they think they're eating too much, then they should cut down. It's just all about balance and self-moderation.
Aidan, can I just clarify? Over 50 grams is said to be dangerous and to increase the risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. Can I just clarify? 50 grams is 2 rashers of bacon. So if you have a bacon butty at breakfast, maybe a ham sandwich at lunchtime, maybe a chicken curry in the evening, sounds like Joel is having that kind of amount. then you're massively raising your risk of cancer.
I mean, did you expect this in the report, Aidan?
We expected these type of these points to be made, but we just don't care. I don't. That's not the case at all. I mean, it's not a black and white situation. If you, I respect your veganism, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, but for those who do eat meat, mm-hmm. I mean, what do you say to them this morning? I mean, is too much meat a bad thing now?
Too much meat is a bad thing. It's a proven fact, but it's just moderation. You just have to. 50 grams is absolutely fine. So, you know, you should cut back on the ham sandwich, absolutely fine. Have the bacon sandwich or the chicken curry. It's moderation. It's always been as part of a balanced diet.
How will the industry react to this report, do you feel, Aidan?
They've drilled down into it, and they find it ridiculous that it's, that processed meat is the same category as gamma radiation. And I don't think that there will be some initial concerns from the public, which may cause people to reconsider their diets. But I think that the meat industry will continue on, will plough on.
Emma, if I cut out the processed meat and the red meat, is that okay?
There's also links with red meat. I mean, that's been changed.
No, that's what I'm saying. If I cut out the red meat and processed meat, I mean, what can I eat? Or is it basically moderation in all things, if you take the ethical question out of the equation?
So take out the ethical question, take out the environmental question, and take out the...
No, but I'm talking about strictly on health. But, Aidan's talking about strictly on health reasons here, but for
yeah,
people's health...
But I'm trying to be balanced, but I'm also really struggling to understand why you would think that you need to eat animal flesh in order to get... I mean, the usual argument is that it's a good source of protein.
Yeah, but some people do that, so we have to take it as read. But from a health point of view, when you're talking about moderation, what is moderation? Two slices of bacon, is that what you're saying?
Okay, over two slices. I only mentioned the 50 grams because that's actually a really tiny amount, and I'm not sure that everyone realises how little that is. I mean, I think in a bacon butty, there's probably two or three slices.
I would always ask for a third one, I must be honest.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really quite a small amount. But I just go back, I mean, Aidan, with respect, I totally respect his argument, but he says, it's, you know, the meat industry is a huge industry, but so was the tobacco industry. You know, and moderation in smoking, it's not really what we all understand now, that smoking in any form is incredibly bad for you.
Let me go to Colin and Portadown this morning. Morning, Colin.
Yeah.
Colin, would this change your attitude? Are you a meat eater, first of all?
Well, I've got to tell you a short story first that the researcher put me on for.
Yes.
About 3 years ago, I went in for a heart investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And was diagnosed that I needed a stent. Now, I couldn't get the operation for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
During that 6 months, and this is a documented case, the St. Craig Avon Hospital, it can be looked up. During the 6 months, I cut out all red meat.
Mm-hmm.
We went back in six and a half months. The blockage had cleared. I didn't need a stent.
Fantastic.
And I haven't needed a stent since then.
And that was the only thing you cut out? You didn't change your diet in any other way?
Well, I may have added some extra fruit and veg, but the red meat was a big thing.
So...
A documented.
How much do you eat before?
I was probably average.
What's average?
Well, I might have had the odd Ulster fry maybe once a few weeks. I had a hamburger, a beef burger now and again, but I wasn't a massive big red meat eater.
I think that's a really, really powerful example.
And you've stayed off it, Colin?
I have stayed off it indeed, yeah.
And how long's that now?
Must be 2.5-3 years.
Right.
Do you feel better?
Well, I'm going to have to be honest here. I don't feel any worse. I just feel fine.
Well, you don't need a major heart surgery.
No, and that's going on 3 years now, and I still don't need a stent. And I've had two treadmills since it, and everything's been fine.
Well, Colin, I'm glad you're feeling better. That's the most important thing. That's good to hear, and you didn't need that surgery. Nathan's in Newton Abbey. Morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Joel. I'm actually in Belfast.
Oh, sorry, Nathan. Carry on.
No, I'm a butcher.
Uh-huh.
Second generation. In fact, Joel, you've added to this shop.
Excellent. Yeah, probably one of the many butchers, yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I have made my... I've put my case on the line. I've owned
Mr.
up.
Mr. Nolan has added to this shop.
Yes.
This lady sensationalizing it as to eating children. as eating animals.
Well, she didn't say about eating children. She said about harming. She said harming children.
No, she says, would you eat a child?
No, she said, would I harm a child?
Would you kill a child?
Yeah, that's sensationalizing it out of absolutely all proportion. Anything in moderation is fine. There's no problem. I said to your researcher there, you can come up and watch myself or watch my father watch the good, clean meat that's put in to our processed foods.
Well, Emma has said, Nathan, this morning that in 5 or 10 years, eating meat, and particularly processed meat, is going to be as ridiculous as smoking.
That's exactly what it is, Joel. It's ridiculous. If you remember, cast your memory back 15, 20 years during the BSE crisis, that tried to wipe out the meat industry and says that we wouldn't be here and we were poisoned and we were this. And my father actually was interviewed by BBC television. And he said then that he hadn't poisoned anybody. He would continue to serve his meat until he's told otherwise. He was never told otherwise to stop selling meat on the bone. I never poisoned anybody then.
But
I don't believe now we are still poisoning people.
No, I know that. But do you accept what the World Health Organization is saying, that processed meats do cause cancer?
I would need to read the report, which I haven't done. I honestly can't see any links to it.
They are what I'm saying is they are the experts. So the big question is it going to change people's
Northern
eating
Ireland,
habits?
Within Northern Ireland, and as a member of the Master Butchers Association, I have full traceability from farm to fork. The Livestock and Meat Commission can come in here and they can take an animal on the hoof and trace it back to the farm. And a lot of countries can't do that. We're very fortunate in Northern Ireland that we have such good processes in place and that we're able to do that. And I don't believe for any second any animal that enters the food chain within Northern Ireland that's processed and...
They're not questioning the quality of the meat or the quality of the animal. What they're saying is that any meat processed... processed meat does cause cancer. Sorry, Emma, go on ahead.
Yeah, but when you eat processed meat, it causes change. I'll just summarise. It causes changes in the flora of the gut, right? That causes inflammation. That causes disease. That causes ageing. These are the things. This is what meat actually does. It's not about traceability I'm sure your butcher's is very clean and really good in terms of provenance and all of that. It's not that. It's red meat and processed meat itself.
Hello, Nathan?
The report, Joe, so I couldn't comment 100% on it.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there, because another couple of this. John's on the line this morning. Morning, John.
Good morning, Joel. How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Go on ahead.
No, Joel, I've seen it put in simplistic terms. All these new revelations come out, like this latest report, but the answer is plain as a thief in your head. Humans have evolved to eat meat. We've got choppers, we've got milers at the back of our teeth. And, this new revelation is not going to change people's way. And it's just human instinct to eat meat. By the quality of it, you can go into detail of that. But the basic human thing is we eat meat and we'll continue eating meat.
But we're being told, that in moderation and we need to cut down. And I probably do. But do you think that this report, the big question is, reading this report and hearing what you heard yesterday, John, the basic question is, will it change your eating habits or will you just plow on?
Highly unlikely, Joel, let's be honest. And I think I'm speaking to the majority of people here. And
the secondary question to that is, are we just absolutely mad? Are we on some sort of death wish not to take this advice?
Well, yes, it goes back to the human thing. We've evolved to eat meat and we've been doing it from the start, so it doesn't. We seem to survive all right. Something's going to, too much of anything's going to be bad for you anyway, Joel. You know what I mean?
But
that we've evolved to eat meat just doesn't make sense. We were evolved, we've changed. We used to have slavery, we used to have men beating women. I mean, we evolve, we change.
Yeah, but
you can't say we've evolved to eat meat. We discover new scientific discoveries all the time. A few decades ago, everybody smoked.
Yeah, but the thing, that's grand, but the thing is, it's turning into a nanny state. What do we eat, what do we not eat? You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, to be honest with you, Emma.
Fred's in Drumore this morning. Morning, Fred.
Hello.
How are you?
Not so bad.
Have you had a fry this morning?
Not today, no.
Would you have had one if you hadn't heard what you heard yesterday?
No, I have a couple of fries a week and that's it.
Right, okay.
But I think, people just move out to graze, that's what I think this lady would like.
Emma's her name. She's still there. Yeah. Emma's there.
But how many people know where acne food comes from? And how many types of food will you have on your table? Excuse me, that doesn't come through the leaf. There's only one thing most people have on the table that doesn't come through the leaf. But if I had all these scared before, if you take the national press, it's hardly weak. There's some new anti-cancer thing, and if you don't do this...
Fred, but this is the World Health Organization telling us this.
You know, they don't have a vested interest.
This isn't some sort of scare thing that's been thrown out. This is, you know, the World Health Organization telling us that this is going to increase our cancer risk and saying it's as big a threat as cigarettes.
Well, that may be so, but with all this scientific evidence about all various things, but there's something about cancer, and this just came up in discussion with someone the other day. Cancer has increased quite a lot in this last 10, 15 years. And the reason they were putting down to it was the number of diesel vehicles on the road. There's more, used to be just cars. It was only heavy goods vehicles were mostly diesel, and cars were petrol. But now you've all these cars, more and more diesel fumes on the roads, and diesel fumes are very cancer-forming. It may not be meat at all.
No, but we know it is. That nobody's arguing with that. They are saying, you know, even Aidan Fortune, who was on from the Meat Trades Journal, he's saying he doesn't question that. The question is, are you still prepared to take that risk?
Well, unless we all stop eating.
But you can eat, you can eat in moderation, that's the point.
Yeah, you're eating moderation. I was eating moderation, but there shouldn't be, there'd be so many things, man, will not be, as someone said in the nanny state, don't do this, don't do that.
Fred, I'm in big trouble now. What you've told me, because with all those bacon bops and sausage bops, I'm driving a diesel as well. So I have no chance, Emma. I'm gone.
Get on your bike.
I was going to say you could drive your head out the window, but you get more tubes up there.
Probably. Emma, last word to you. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. It's my birthday. You're going to wish me birthday live on.
Happy
on
birthday, Emma.
Thank you.
Do you want to meet up for tea and buns or something? Are we still allowed to eat those?
Listen, no meat today. The reason I've lived to the age of 95 is because I don't eat meat.
Oh, here's Martin. Martin, we've time for one more call. Martin's in Newry. Always nice to have a Newry representative. Morning, Martin.
Good morning. I just wanted to pull you on your statement that to say they were as bad as a cigarette. They did not say that last night on the news.
As big a threat as cigarettes?
They said it was to be cut down. Now, it's only approximately 9 months ago since there was somebody on your show saying that red meat was actually good for you, providing it was grilled.
Right. Maybe better for you, would I seem.
These people that's coming up with these ideas, they have to say something to subsidize their time.
Well,
honest to heavens, they're not 100% sure.
Martin, we can't dismiss the World Health Organization, but I tell you what, are you going for a fry this morning?
Not a problem. And tomorrow morning again too.
What time are you free?
anytime you want, and I let all the meat you can give me.
Are you buying?
Yeah, I buy meat. Yes, not a problem.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, Joel, let me know what hymns you want at your funeral.
I'm in the canal court any morning.
Right, okay. I'll see if I can get a tenner off Big Nolan here when he comes back in, and I'll give you a ring, Martin.
You tell Stevie, and I think I'll buy him a fry too.
Good man yourself. Martin, nice to talk to you. Happy birthday, Emma.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.